Hello everybody, this is English for You, and a very warm welcome to the studio. I have my Fosaka students here. Kota, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Saboj, how's it hanging?
Fine.
Fine, okay. Victoria, what's up?
Everything's great.
Okay, good. Victor, how are you doing?
I'm fine.
Thank you, and I have Moti at the back. Moti, would you give me a nice wave?
Yes. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. I mean, I'm always happy when I have my students around, okay. Right? And today's special guest is Mr. Keith Wilson, and he is a film person whose job is to visualize everything, to form a very specific, detailed picture of everything. Is that true?
Yes, that's
true.
All right.
Keith, thank you for coming.
It's my pleasure.
And I'm going to show you a word, and I would like you to say this word out loud. Say it, will you?
Fort.
Does it ring a bell?
It's a studio that I'm working at.
Good. But it's not the normal way of writing it,
no,
right?
No, it isn't.
Fort. I'm going to show you another one. How about this? Fort. So what can you tell us about Fort?
Well, for me, it's where I've been living for the last 3 years, making films. This is the film studio that
I
know.
Don't you think when you go back to the United Kingdom, it would be a good idea to introduce the Hungarian way of writing? I mean, it's much more simple.
Oh, it certainly is.
Fight, fought, all the problems with English spelling.
Yes.
That would make life easier, don't you?
It's a little bit on the top that confuses us.
Yes. All right. Good. Okay, what we are going to do now is going to be about visualizing things. So we'll just close your eyes for a sec and think of a scene from a film whose visual images had a great impact on you. Kota, got that?
Yeah. It was very depressing because it was the film of Terry Gilliam and the title is Brazil. And it was a scene that there was a huge dark door and a man was standing in front of the door and he was so small compared to that door and I still remember that, although I saw this film years ago. And that's the only scene that stayed in my mind.
Good. Moti, it's a fantastic opportunity for you to shine your English and practice your speaking skill. So do you have a picture in mind?
Yeah, I've got.
Okay, what is it?
That film is from Russell Crowe, a film of Russell Crowe.
Right.
This is a Gladiator, and I remember the scene in the amphitheater. That was great. The costumes were great too, and it was monument and great. I liked it.
So if you close your eyes, you can still see that picture.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good. Victor, I admire your drawing skill. So that's why I asked you to draw two pictures. And this is going to be the first one here. And what is the book or what is the story you chose?
This is a Sherlock Holmes story from Conan Doyle. And the title is The Hound of the Baskervilles. And we can see Sherlock Holmes on the picture, sitting on an armchair.
I mean, and how did you visualize all the little things in the background?
So I don't know. I draw a few things, which is in common with offices,
like a fireplace.
Yeah, it was in the book. So it's a. An office from the beginning of the century.
Right, thank you very much. Could we have the second picture? So this was an inside thing in an office.
This is an outside. Here we are next to a swamp, and it's on the northern part of Britain. So it's a foggy place, and there are trees which you can only see in nightmares, so I think...
Beautiful, stereotypical picture. Victor, thank you very much. Could we have the two pictures? And if I may turn to you now, Keith, would you encourage or discourage Victor to go on drawing?
No, not at all. I'd certainly encourage him. He obviously has a good sense of understanding the subject and of observing the detail. If I was given the same subject myself to visualize, obviously I would do it in a in a certain way that would be that would relate to the film that I would be designing for. Obviously, in this case, you have been designing for yourself, so you have no other end means except the picture itself. For me, I would actually have to start with the drawing, and then it would lead on to constructing it, creating it for real. So, from my point of view, very good. You've observed everything, the trees in the dream. Wonderful visualization.
Thank you very much. Now we are going to have our first task, and you are going to watch the first 1 minute of a film, and I would like you to watch the credits carefully. You remember the credits, a list of names of the actors and other people involved in making a film. Group one, I would like you to come up with the time and the place, if you can. Group two, watch the credits very carefully, and Matti, you belong to group two, and write down all the people who created the film. And I'm not talking about family names, I'm talking about, like, just to give you a small example, music. So not names, but tasks or responsibilities, okay? Would you roll the tape, please?
Don't worry, we won't.
Thank you very much. Kota?
I guess it might take place somewhere in a Jewish town or village, and it's in the Roman age.
So, could you give us a century?
Not really.
Okay, I would say in the first century, before Christ, somewhere at the end. And you're absolutely right. I think it's in Judea, and it's a village. Right, thank you very much. What about the credits, the different tasks? Victoria, please.
So we need an editor, someone who makes the music or composes it, a producer, a director of photography, and a writer.
Yes, and one more thing, Matti.
We need a material, based on material by...
yes, so again a writer. Yeah. And you missed out the first piece of writing.
The production designer.
The production designer. And I'm going to have this picture right here. Can you make it out?
Yeah.
Production designer. What an interesting coincidence. And you can see the name Keith Wilson. And this is the gentleman sitting here. And Keith, you seem to have a lot of names, like Keith Wilson, Brian Frederick David. So what is this BFD? You have so many names. So what is this BFD?
Ah, British Film Designers Guild.
Oh, sorry, British Film Designers Guild. So it's not... Not that you have a lot of names, right?
No, it's just that I am a member of the Guild of British Film Designers.
Okay, and the film is, this film is Mary, Mother of Jesus.
That's correct.
Right, and he was the production designer. And we have a couple of very important words here, scriptwriter, production designer, director of photography, and director. Would you agree that they are the most important people in making a film?
I think initially they certainly are. When a film is set up, we start with the director and the producer. The producer hires everybody. He brings the people together that are going to make the film. We start with the director. The director will have his choice of a designer, a cinematographer, a writer, an editor, a composer. He will have his first choice. This is his job, is to gather the people together that he knows that will give him the type of production that he wants, that he can feel safe with. He shouldn't have to worry about how it is filmed, how it is designed, how it is written. All he should really be concerned with is the story, to show it as it should be, and to show the actors and to direct the actors. That is his main job. Whereas the designer, that's me, I come along next. I give him all the visuals. I give him all the images that he is looking for. He is not necessarily there to visualize initially. That's my job. So I sit and I design all the sets. I read the script, design the sets, and I present him with designs. And if he approves of them, I then go ahead and start building the sets. Once I've done that, the director of the photography is involved. I design with him in mind. So we talk. I would design sets and say, it's going to be lit from this direction, and he will make suggestions. Could I give him this to make his job more easy? So we all work very closely together. But I would say initially, these are the most important people. Scriptwriter, without him, we have nothing. So in that order, I would say scriptwriter first, director, production designer, cinematographer.
Thank you very much. I think we should give the Hungarian equivalent. Scriptwriter.
Forgatókönyvíró.
Good. Production designer.
Díszlettervező.
Díszlettervező. Good. Then director of photography.
Fényképezte,
yes, the most important thing. And director?
Rendező.
Excellent, thank you very much. Now you're going to see a still picture from the same film, Mary, Mother of Jesus, and I would like you, Szabolcs, to describe this picture.
Well, we can see a man and a woman in the picture. The man is doing some housework, he's working around the house. And I think the woman is telling him something, or they are discussing something, because they look very nervous. And
right. And what is the man doing?
Well, I don't know this equipment, but
yes,
he's working with wood.
This man is
sewing.
Sawing, sawing, and you mustn't make a mistake, because this is sawing, and this one is
sewing.
So for sewing, you need a needle and thread to join pieces of cloth together. And for this, you need that equipment you saw in the picture, right? Would you be so kind as to pronounce these two words?
Saw.
And this one?
Sew.
Thank you very much. Excellent. Your English is fantastic.
I hope so.
Yes. Good. Right. Okay. When you design a picture like this, what do you have in mind? I mean, the clothes and tools.
Well, originally, I will look at the sequence. I will plan out where the main action will take place so that all the elements are there. The door is in the right place for the actors to walk in, so that the set will accommodate the action and the actors, mainly. In this particular case, as you absolutely right. It is meant to be in Israel, the time of Jesus. It's a sort of primitive existence, so I have a certain knowledge of it. I've done the subject before, so I know pretty well what it's going to look like. Obviously, we do research. Where you see this man soaring, it is important to have the right tools of the period. Again, we research it. I have a lot of assistants, a lot of people that work with me, so I don't have to do it all myself. Hopefully, they'll help me. But we try and be as accurate as possible. Sometimes we slip up, but very rare. But
so in most of the cases, they are authentic.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. Thank you very much. Victor, there's another picture for you to try and describe.
It's in a kind of palace. And we can see everything is shining and light, not light bulbs, but torches.
Excellent, excellent.
And I think it must be a rich person sitting at the back.
Thank you very much. Again, it's going to be a little bit of listening. Group one, no, everybody. There's going to be just one task. Who are the people in the scene? Okay, would you roll the tape, please?
You are welcome. I'm told you have come from far. From the east, following this star. What does it mean?
We believe it is a sign, Majesty, that a child has been born who will be king of the Jews.
We have come to pay homage and bring gifts.
Where is this child?
That we have yet to discover, Majesty.
When you do, you must return here and tell me, so that I too can pay homage.
Victoria, recognize these
the
people?
Three kings and, yes, and Herod.
King Herod, yeah. Absolutely wonderful. Sometimes they are called the Magi, the three wise men or the three kings, or the Magi. And why did the Magi come to see Jesus? What did they want to do? Yeah.
They wanted to bring him presents along because he was the savior of mankind.
Absolutely. They wanted to pay homage, signs of great respect shown to rulers, monarchs, very important people, teachers. You can pay homage too. Very rarely, though. Right. Okay, thank you very much. Do you remember how you visualized King Herod's palace?
Yes, indeed I do. In this particular case, and this is something that is an integral part of my job, if there is an existing set standing at the studio where I'm going to be making the film, I will attempt to use it. In this particular case, the set, you see the columns, part of the set, in fact, was for another film. I took the set, and I redressed it. I built pieces that went, you see the screen at the back, all these things were built specially, all the colours, being all the rich colours. I was particularly interested in this because it was Herod, somebody that was very wealthy. But the way it is lit helps me because I can hide things into the darkness. If the set is not quite right, the lighting can help create the illusion, the richness. In this particular case, I was working with a Hungarian cinematographer, one of the best you have. And as you can see, he's made a beautiful job of lighting it.
Thank you very much. Would you say that Mary, Mother of Jesus, is a Hungarian film?
It was made in Hungary. It was made at Fott. Most of the technicians were Hungarian. The director was English, who lives in America, an American production. Myself, English. One or two other people, English, but mainly Hungarians.
Yes, so it was shot in Fort.
It was indeed, yes.
Excellent. Now you're going to watch another clip. Enjoy the language of the Bible. Would you please? Group one, your job is going to be, what happened on the first day? Group two, and that's you, Maciej. What happened, you're going to form a whole group. What happened on the second day? Group three, what happened on the third day? Would you roll the tape, please?
Shall I tell the story? Close your eyes. In the beginning, there was nothing. There was darkness. And God said, "Let there be light." God separated the light from the darkness. And the light he called day, and the darkness he called night. And that was the first day. On the second day, God said, "Let there be a dome in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters." And God called the dome sky. On the third day, God said, "Let the waters be gathered together, and let dry land appear." And it blue. And God called the dry land earth. And the waters that had gathered together he called sea. And God saw that it was good.
Very nice language. I think this actor must be British.
No, he's American.
Really? But his way, I mean, his pronunciation is...
But he's one of their best actors.
One of the best actors, right. Okay. I would have lost this
back. He actually teaches acting.
Now, well, understandable then. Group one, what happened on the first day?
Well, in the beginning there was nothing, and then God separated the light from the darkness.
So the day and night. Thank you very much. Group two?
On the second day, God said, let there be a dome, yeah? And he named it sky.
Thank you very much. Excellent, Mati. Group three, Victoria, please.
On the third day, God said, let the waters be gathered together and let the land appear. And he called the waters sea and the land earth.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. Keith, was it shot in Fort too?
No.
So?
If you were to watch the rest of the sequence, when we come to the Garden of Eden, that was shot in Fort. But the sequences that you saw there were either library material or we shot in Morocco.
Right. And could you help us explaining these three words, CGI?
Yes, this is computer-generated imagery. In that particular case, we did start to use it, not quite so much. A little later on in the sequence, you would have seen a lot more CGI work. This has become an instrument that we now use quite a lot. Only in the last few years have we really used it to its full potential.
Sorry for interrupting you, but I think this is the time to change place.
I think so too.
I think you should be coming here, and okay. I'm going to sit down a bit, and over to you. So what is computer-generated imagery ears? Over to Keith.
This is a very good example of it. You can see here a blue screen. In this particular case, again, we filmed this at FOT. I built the set against a very large blue screen, huge blue screen, filled the stage. All the action was shot on the set, though it was against blue. And after we'd finished filming, it was taken to the laboratories and to the computer people, and we created the background on the blue screen. The reason we do this and the way we go about it, we create a storyboard. Every single frame is drawn. It has to be, because in the story, in this case, the sky changes. The clouds appear, Jesus is crucified, and as the drama is built up, the sky gets darker, it starts to rain, so we have to create it frame by frame, because the background has to change. And we filmed it inside, on the stage. And this is a very good example of how it turned out.
Okay, should we roll the tape a little
yes,
bit? Okay, would you please roll the tape, and then we're going to see what happens. Thank you very much. Just one last request, if you would be so kind as to say what you are working on right now. So this is going to be the last picture for today. I think you're working on something big.
It is. This is probably the biggest television production ever made, and we're making it here in Hungary. It's called Dinotopia.
Dinotopia.
This is a wonderful story of a lost island where people live alongside dinosaurs.
And sorry for interrupting. You visualized it, right?
So this is one of my drawings of the main set, and we are building this in Fort. It is huge. And all the dinosaurs are put on CGI. We put those on later.
Keith, thank you very much for coming. I think we've learned a lot about production designing, and I believe we are all very interested in filmmaking. This is one of the best things in the world. Thank you very much again for coming. And see you guys in a week's time. Bye-bye.
az utca embere, a halhatatlan komédiás. Mindez egy személyben. Felejthetetlen gegek. Ide figyeljenek emberek. Alfonsó, vasárnap 20:35 az M2-n.